Greetings, Blog Talk Radio. Greetings to our listening audience, guests, and participants. We are back with you once again on our Blog Talk Radio show. We apologize for the disruption, but I, your co-host, had to make an unexpected surprise visit to the hospital for a few days. I am home, recuperating now after an emergency surgical procedure. I thank all of you for your prayers, visits, gifts, and thoughts during my hospital stay. I am resting and taking it easy on my road back to recovery, but I had you on my mind, couldn't wait to be back with you again. Thank you for your love, prayers, and thoughts. Special prayers and love and thanks go out to my children, grands, and those who continue to support me and was there by my side for me each day of my hospital stay, Sharonda Abdullah and Sabrine Abdullah, who are considered my extended family. I love you. Prayers and thanks also to your families, also to Sister Fatima and Brother Khalil, and those who visited, called me during my hospital stay. Our discussion for today will be calling the people back to the remembrance of Allah God. And now, our traveling Imam. And now our traveling Imam and minister, the man who walks the walk and talks the talk, calling the people back to the Almighty God, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Greetings to you all this morning. We first would like to say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That is an Arabic translation in English. What's the name of Allah, the Creator, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful, Redeemer. We also want to give all thanks and praise to the Creator for all of you beautiful souls out there who are listening and who are not listening for your prayers during my wife's co-host stay in the hospital the time that she was there. I also was not in the so-called physical hospital, but at home, I was in the hospital because we are one in the spirit of our love and devotion to our Creator Allah, and when she's not well, I'm not well. And so I was afflicted with my illness at the same time she was going through hers, but through our prayers to our Creator and the love of all you godly people and our deen of life and outside, we was blessed with good health. And so thank you all for your prayer, and this time I will go into the topic of the title for today, that is calling the people or the world people race back to the remembrance of their Creator or Allah. In Arabic means one Creator, the Creator that created all people, the Creator that have no form. You can't say make an image of him of this or that because he have no image. He's a spirit. He always have been, always will be, and he is the beginning, and he have no ending. So this is the Creator of all people that we're talking about today. And what we mean by calling the people back to the remembrance of Almighty God, we look in the world today, and we see that people are just destroying human life in so many ways. People have no respect or regard for each other now as far as respecting the human dignity and decency that Almighty God, Allah, put in every human being when he put his divine spirit, ruh, or spirit, into the heart of each human being. He created the nature of good in every human being. So by nature, people, we are good people. And so we want to reflect today, not on the miseducation of the world today. The world has been miseducated, misled into sin, misled, miseducated into wickedness, falsehood. And as a result, it has took most people away from their true nature, which is good. And so you find that today in the world society, it's people find it easy and natural to just do something evil or do something wrong, but you find that people find it difficult to give their life to Almighty God, to do good, just to speak, just a kind word, just a smile and an encouraging word. People find it so hard to do that. But they find it so easy, most people, to be cruel, to be deceitful, to be harmful in any way they can to another human being, and it seems to give them pleasure to hurt somebody, and that's unnatural. It is natural for us to want the good for our brothers and sisters among mankind that we want for ourselves. So this is why the world needs a wake-up call, to call them back to the remembrance of their Creator, because if they don't soon get a wake-up call, the whole human race will be annihilated by other human beings who are possessed with demonic spirits or jinn or evil spirits inside their body because they have forgot God. And when you forget the Creator, Allah, Almighty God, Allah say you forget your own soul. And when you forget Almighty Allah, He say He a poet. Check this out, people. He a poet, an evil one, to be an intimate companion to you, and that evil one or those evil ones lead you down the wrong path, and you think you're being guided aright. You don't even have the ability to know what's right from wrong no more when you forget your Creator, Almighty Allah. So if we're going to be able to distinguish what is good for us from what is bad for us, we must come back to the remembrance of the one that created us and taught us right from wrong. That's our Creator, Allah, the one Creator. He taught us right from wrong with Adam, the prophet, the first prophet, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, and the last prophet, he messenger, Allah blessed and sent to the world, to call the world back to civilized thinking was Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayers and the peace be upon him. That's what that means. And peace be upon all the great prophets and messengers of Almighty God Allah that he sent to call the world back to civilized thinking when the world was in the Jahiliyyah or the dark ages in terms of living a barbaric, savage life like most people are living. The prophets and messengers were sent to call the people back to the remembrance of Almighty God Allah so that they would know what real human life was and not destroy their human lives but enhance their human life with the remembrance of Almighty God and the life that he created for us to live, which is a good life. So at this time, I don't want to talk that long at this time. I want to know what other people are thinking out there in the radio audience about the condition of the world today and what do they think some of the solutions are or what they think the solution is that we need today also to call the world back to civilized thinking and to call the people back to the remembrance of our Creator, Almighty Allah. So I give way at this time to the co-host to welcome any of our listeners who haven't been able to come on because the program hadn't been on in a few weeks. Come on at this time and give your input.
And now we are giving you, our audience, a chance to hear from you, ask questions, or make comments. Just push the number one button on your phone, and you will show up on our board, and we'll be glad to hear from you. We want your feedback and participation. Hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of God. Your Creator is calling you to come back to His life plan for you. Hear Him. Answer Him. Turn back and live again. Imam Shabazz, there doesn't seem to be anyone right now who would like to make a comment. You may continue. I want to remind the audience that you're tuned in to the Reality of Life radio talk show I renounce Shahid Shabazz, which comes on every Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30. We have had to miss a couple of shows because of illnesses and other problems, but we are back with you today. We are glad to be back, thankful to Allah, God, our Creator, and glad to have you to listen in. And for those who would love to participate, come right on, join us, just push that number one button. And now back to you, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you, my beautiful wife and co-host. We will go back to the topic of calling the people back to the remembrance of Allah or the Creator. I was blessed by the Creator to wake up the other morning, and he inspired me to start writing. And he had me to start writing on what the world's problem of mankind is today, and that's keeping us, in destruction, in destructive behavior towards one another. And it's a simple, but yet most people try to complicate it, answer to the problems that we're having. And the key word to the problems we're having today is ignorance. We are ignorant, and in the absence of the knowledge of our Creator, it keeps us in ignorance, and so therefore we don't know who we are, and we don't know whose we are. Now, I say this because in order to know who you are, as a human being, you got to know whose you are. Everything created is the Creator's creation. And we are no different as human beings. We are the Creator's creation. We didn't create ourselves, and there's a theory that some folks in the world want to try to say, the Big Bang theory, that the world came about by a big explosion, and then different parts of creation were separated, and some parts was here and this here and there. But we know that don't appeal to reason, common sense, or rational thinking. So the Creator blessed me to start off that morning, and he got me up, and he inspired me to say, to overcome today's slavery in the minds and the hearts of the people. He said to me that we need a correct study of history from the beginning of time when he created the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. He created Adam and Eve. He say he created Adam, the first man, a male, and Eve, the first woman, a female. But Almighty God Allah say when he put his divine spirit into Adam and Eve's body, heart, they became one soul. So Adam and Eve begins the history of mankind on this earth. And Adam and Eve were one soul. So that means, in essence, all people, when they understand their true history, are one human race, one human family. And you know, the Creator revealed to me also to share with you all that history is best to reward all our research, because history repeats itself. History can't lie. And the Creator also revealed to me to share with you all that true history will show that in order to enslave a people, you must first cut that people off from their roots. And the people's roots begin with Almighty God. We don't see the roots under the earth growing the food, the trees, the plant life. But we know that the roots are there because the life comes out of the earth that we didn't see before. So even though there wasn't life there that we've seen, we know the life was still there because we see the manifestation of that life in the food, in the trees. So roots is where all life began. Now, who begins that life that we can't see? It is Almighty God, Allah. He's the beginning of all life. So to cut a people off from their roots is to cut them off from the knowledge of their Creator and their true history and their true lifeline, which is their Creator, Allah, so that people will never be able to come into real spiritual life again. Real spiritual life is not in material things. Real life is spiritual life, and real spiritual life means freedom for the human being, because without spiritual life, human being cannot distinguish right from wrong, so he's enslaved or she's enslaved to their own ignorance and misunderstanding of the true life that Almighty God Allah created for them. And that life is a good life. So they are cut off when they're miseducated of the true knowledge of Almighty God Allah. They're cut off from the true knowledge and understanding of their roots or their beginning as a people. So again, to overcome today's slavery people all over the world, you must get a correct knowledge and understanding of your past history as you was created as righteous human beings when Almighty God Allah created our righteous mother, Adam, and Eve, and righteous father, Adam. Know who you are, people. Know the Creator, Allah, that created you. Then you will know yourself. Also, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, he created all life. And this same Creator created human life. And he said human life is not animal life, but human life is spiritual life. It's a different people. So if we come back to understand that the most important life that we have is not our animal life, you find today most people are just concerned about their carnal appetites or carnal pleasures. And most people have forgotten about the spiritual life within, in their souls, in their heart, inside. So to enslave a people is to cut that people off again from the true knowledge of their Creator's plan for their life. And the Creator's plan for the human life that he created for all human beings is in his moral and spiritual goodness and is in his moral law and order that he created all creation in. In other words, the Creator, Allah, say he created the heavens and the earth in six days of evolution, or stages. And he said each evolution or each day he created everything, he created good. So we can see here that the natural law and order of all creation is good. So everything in creation by its nature is good. And so you see, people, to free yourself from the enslavement of your minds, from the lies that's been taught to us throughout the centuries, from the memorial, from the beginning of mankind, we must come back to understand that our Creator has a plan for our life. And this plan for our life is unity, it's freedom, justice, and equality for all people. So, people, open up your hearts today to true knowledge and understanding of your Creator's plan for your life, which is goodwill. Goodwill means God's will. God's will is goodness for everybody. It's equality for everybody. It's justice for everybody or justice for nobody. Then you will get your true spiritual life back, people, and you can get your freedom back when you come back to living righteously. Live a righteous life. Freedom is in righteousness, and death is in sin. Yes, sin leads to death, people. It leads to death and destruction. This is for all people. So all people of the human race must know this truth in order to have true freedom, spiritual and mental freedom from lies and false knowledge, which keeps all people in spiritual ignorance and mental darkness. As spiritual beings, we will not recognize our true spirituality until we give up lies and falsehood and come back to the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you see, people, when we do this, then we will see ourselves as one human race and not as different races, but one human race. But the African-American people, I want to speak to you in particular at this time, have been misguided, misled in the United States of America to believe for over 500 years or more that we, the African-American people, as a people, are not equal with all other human beings. But the slave masters, the Europeans that captured us from Africa, so-called African brothers here to the United States, and enslaved us with ignorance and false knowledge and falsehood, they are the ones that said we were three-fifths of a human being. They also told us our lies on our Creator, and these same people don't have any resistance in line on the Creator. In fact, they made themselves our God. And then the Bible that they gave us in this country, everything in it that was associated with divinity or God was made white. And everything that was bad was black. This was no accident, people. This was the subconsciously, over a period of hundreds of years, become systematic in us to believe that when we seen Caucasian or European or so-called white people, we were looking at the family of God. And when we thought about ourselves, we thought about the family of the people who God despised or disliked. This plan of these Europeans have crippled the African-American race to such a degree today that you find more African-Americans hating themselves and loving so-called white people than ever before since we've been on the planet Earth and since we've been in this country as African-American people. And so we are the people, the African-American people, to overcome the effects, the viciousness that slave mentality has did to us. We must first of all realize that we got to study our history and realize that we've been told not history, but his story, the white man's lie, which is their own story or version of who we are, where we came from, and what we was before they enslaved us and took us from our native land, so-called Africa or Asia, as it was called. The whole continent was called Asia. That includes Saudi Arabia and all the Asiatic world. Who are these people who have lied on our Creator? Allah. These people are jinns or evil spirits in the human body or human form. They work to destroy human life, spiritual life. So in the slavery of the African-American people, these people are out to destroy our minds and our souls. The most of all people, they are out to destroy the African-American people. They're out to destroy the human race, but the African-American people are the number one target because the African-American peoples are the direct descendants of all the righteous prophets and all the righteous messengers of Almighty Allah. These people know this. Their plan is to keep this true knowledge and understanding away from the African-American people as a people. African-American people, if you want to free your mind, if you want to free your hearts, if you want to free your souls from slave thinking, you all, African-American people, must stop letting the so-called white people teach you your history, which is their lies, his lies, and start searching out and thinking and rethinking our own history so we can free our people from slave mentality in the 21st century and fulfill our spiritual destiny for the world. This is what these slave masters do not and will not let happen. We must, as a people, the African-American people, do this ourselves. African-American people must get this true knowledge and understanding from our Creator by sincerely seeking out his truth, and he will bless us with his truth as he has blessed us with his truth in Al-Islam and free our own souls. Those who put us in slavery, the Europeans, have no intentions to free us, African-American people. So stop waiting on them to free you, because your Savior has arrived. And your Savior is the whole truth, nothing but the truth, which is Al-Islam. This is why these same people, be they so-called white, or be they so-called black, or any other color, are attacking our President Obama with vicious lies and trying to destroy his credibility as a president. When these people attack our President Obama, they are attacking all people of color in the world. I want you to understand this. But mostly of all, they are attacking the African-American people because President Obama is an African-American, ex-slave. Because the African-American people are the Creator's people. The Creator, Allah, have prepared thousands and thousands of years, in fact, from the beginning of time, to call the world back, to bring the world back to to the remembrance of the true worship of Almighty Allah. And this is our mission today as an African-American people, to call the Muslim world, the Christian world, and the Judaic world back to the true worship of the one true creator that created all people, Allah. This is what these jinn or evil-spirited European and Judaic people do not want to happen and will not let happen, but they do not have the power to stop the plan of Almighty Allah. Okay? So all we have to do to stop their diabolical plan to destroy Almighty Allah's people is to stop thinking as individuals and start thinking as one human race, African-American people, one people, African-American people. And as for the African-American people, again, for us, we must stop dividing out, allowing these people to divide us along racial lines and also status quo, you know. We have to start seeing ourselves like the other immigrant people as a people here in this country of opportunity for any people that will work in unity to help themselves and don't forget where they come from so that they won't be cut off from their lifeline, their roots. We have to go back to our roots and understand who we were before the Europeans brought us in, put us in slavery, like all other people keep in touch with their roots when they come to America. We have to go back to our roots, African-American people. And if we go back to our roots, we will find that we were the people that Almighty God began civilization with. Why? The first man and woman, Adam and Eve, was the beginning of all our civilization. And they were black, so-called black people, or people of color, dark skin. Because civilization began in so-called Africa or Asia, the African continent or the African, again, I say Africa, but it was really renamed. It was called Asia, and the Europeans, explorers, they went over there to conquer our people, the so-called Africans or the Asiatic people of color, and they renamed the continent Europe after not Europe, but Africa after a European explorer by the name of Africanus, excuse me, people. So we must study our past so we can free ourselves from the present day, 21st century, modern day slave thinking, you see. This is the only way to overcome the evil characteristics and the evil behavior we have become accustomed to in America today as African-American people, and all people of the world have become accustomed to these evil characteristics out of ignorance of knowing who the Creator created them and where they began from. And we can stop this evil plan, but we have to bring the real human being back in the human body. And that real human being is not the animal part of us people. It's our spiritual life, which Almighty God Allah put inside our hearts. At this time, I give way back to the co-host for any questions, comments, by any of the listening audience.
Again, I want to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. You may tune in, those who have not tuned in, by dialing 347-884-8511 on your phone. Push the number 1 button if you would like to ask a question or make a comment. Now, if there's anybody out there in our listening audience who are hesitant at this point, just push that 1 button and come in so that we can see you, know that you are there, and give you your chance and opportunity to ask questions or make comments. We want to thank Imam Shahid Shabazz, who's giving a lovely, lovely teaching to us today, for bringing some lovely teaching and lovely inspirational words from the Creator to you. A message that should reach your heart and wake you up and start you to thinking about the life that you're living and turning back to your Creator. God's Spirit is your life. Without Him, you are only a dead man walking. Breathe His Spirit into you, and you became a living soul. Come out of the world. Give your life back to Him. Remake the world with His guidance and laws. God's blueprint for your life, not man's. answer his, God's call and live again. We want to remind you that it costs money to broadcast and bring this message to you. This is what we call Dawah, reaching the people, giving them character, and taking the word of God to them. And for us to broadcast this show, we can use any donations that we might receive. And you may donate by calling 336-497-8731 or dial 301-72-3381. I'm sorry, I think there's 336-497-8734. Call those numbers and let us know that you would like to donate to our radio show, The Reality of the Creator, and we will tell you at that point exactly how you may do this. Again, you are tuned in to the broadcast radio talk show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and now we bring him back to continue this beautiful, inspirational message that he has for us today.
Thank you very much, my beloved wife and co-host. May Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, the Most High, continue to bless you and me to work as a team. I call us the A-Team, or the Creator's team, or Allah's team. We work for our Creator to call all people back to the human life, the spiritual life that the Creator created us and put inside of us when he put his divine, eternal spirit inside our human hearts. People, we must understand that slavery for all people is a condition of mental and spiritual ignorance of our Creator. Ignorance is the solution to the world's problems today. Ignorance is not the solution. Ignorance is the problem. And the solution is true knowledge and understanding of our Creator and his plan, again, for our life. Ignorance enslaves all people. True knowledge with understanding of the Creator's plan, Allah's plan for our life, will free the human mind and the human soul. Bear patient with me, people. Freedom also means being responsible for our conduct or actions as created by our Creator, Allah. Allah, the Creator, created us to be responsible human beings. He created us to be responsible for keeping order and his law in our life and law and his law and order in the universe. All the universe follows the law and order created by his Creator. And that's why we see peace and harmony in the heavens and the earth. And the Creator say, Allah say, and it's found in Revelations in the Holy Quran, if there was multiple gods, like some people think, the Muslims got their own God, the Christians got their own God, the Jews got their own God, Buddhists got their own God. Nonsense. The Creator, Allah say, if there were more than one Creator, more than one God, we would see confusion in the heavens and the earth. But we do not. We see complete unity and harmony in the heavens and the earth, which all points to the unity of the oneness of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah. And Allah means one Creator. One Creator. And the human being was created by this one Creator, so that makes us one human family. And the creation was created by this one Creator, so that makes the creation one. And it makes the human being one with all creation. In the oneness of the divine unity, of the divine unity, of the unity of our Creator. His unity makes us unite as one and see ourselves as one. And it also causes us to understand that we have a common responsibility as human beings to work for the preservation of human life, which is spiritual life, not animal life, but we also have the responsibility to maintain animal life also, because all life is of the Creator, Allah, and all life, the Creator say, Allah say, is sacred, because he made all life sacred, because all life is from Allah, and Allah, our Creator, is sacred. So today if we want to stop this here destruction that's destroying the human race, we must come back to what's called taqwa in Arabic, or in English, it's translated to mean God consciousness, a consciousness of our Creator. And where do we become conscious of our Creator first? We become first conscious of our Creator in our own hearts. You can go and be taught in any religion today. It doesn't matter. But until you recognize the reality of your Creator inside of you and recognize that He put His reality in you when He put His Spirit in your heart, you're not finding the Creator outside of you. You must find Him inside of you where He put His connection with all of us as human beings. He put His connection with us in our hearts. He put His Spirit in our hearts so we would have a direct connection with Him. So when we lose our way with falsehood, with lies, deceitfulness, all we have to do is sincerely seek Him out, and we will hear His call to us. We will hear His voice inside of us, in our hearts, in our soul, and we will know His voice when we hear His voice from the voice of the evil hens or evil spirit. So people, at this time, we want to give you an opportunity to participate in helping me and my beloved soulmate to call the world of people back to God consciousness, to the consciousness of their Creator. That consciousness is consciousness of the goodness of our Creator, Allah, and the goodness He put in every human being. Call the world back to the goodness of Allah, and call the world away from the evil of ourselves and the evil of the jinns, our evil spirits, whom we cannot see, who do not have body or physical form. Personify their leader is called a Satan, a Iblis, or the devil. But we are not fighting against other human beings in the human race. We're fighting against spiritual and mental forces that we cannot see with our physical eyes, but we see the destruction that these forces are bringing about in our human everyday life in the material world. So we must, if we want to stop this destruction, annihilation of the human race, do it now. Because evil is accelerated its efforts in destroying the human race, because the evil spirits that's out to destroy all human beings know that it has a time limit. The evil jinn spirits know that their time limit is about up. They also know that the time limit of human beings' existence in this part of the Creator's creation, the material world, is also about up. So neither the evil ones nor the righteous people have long to fulfill the purpose for which we were created. We were created, the Creator, Allah say, as human beings, to test, He say, created us to test us to see which of us would be best in our conduct. He also said he allowed evil, He didn't create it, but He said He allowed evil to exist in the world, and He created His goodness and put it inside of us as human beings to test us. You see, with His goodness versus the evil that He knew would be contending against His goodness inside of us people. So evil and good is both a trial. But the trial of evil should lead us to the goodness of Almighty God Allah. Because when we are affected by evil in a way, it's only natural for us to call on our Creator to help us. Because the evil is not out to help us, it's out to destroy us. So when we understand this, people, we will start calling back on our Creator and know that He is closer to you than your jugular vein. Most people believe that their life stops when their physical animal life stops, but the Creator said no. Who's keeping your physical animal life going? It is the Creator you cannot see. So He's closer to you than your vital organs in your body that you may think is keeping you alive, but it's not your organs in the body keeping you alive. It's your Creator, unseen, spiritual Creator, who's keeping your life sustained, even got your body going and all your organs functioning. even though you don't see him doing it, but you see it happening. You're still here. You're breathing. You're eating the food that he brings out of the dead earth. Yeah, did he bring down the rain from the heavens and bring out an earth that is dead? You benefit from a creator in every way that you cannot see. So why is it so hard for you people to understand and know that the creator is the only reality, even though you cannot see him, and to say, I can't believe what I can't see, because you know you only allow self to deceive you, because you didn't know you was going to be here in the world. But the creator brought you here because he loved you. And he created in you a sense of understanding of his reality, even though you don't see him, but you see the signs of his reality in everything in the creation of the creator. So at this time, we give away again to anybody that want to come on, that want to give a comment, ask questions, because we know the creator is all-knowing. We are not all-knowing. But we pray to the Creator to bless us, to use us, to speak to you this morning, and to keep our own opinions, our own thinking out, because he's all-knowing, and we only know what he blessed us to know from his all-wise and all-knowing, infinite knowledge base. Amen. So we give way at this time to any listener who want to comment or ask a question.
All right, again, I remind you that you're listening to The Reality of a Creator. Our host speaker is Imam Shahid Shabazz, and our discussion for today is calling the people back to the remembrance of Allah God. We did have a caller calling from New York, I believe. It was a 347 number that came on for a minute, and then I don't see them again. Perhaps they decide they want to listen rather than to comment. For those of you out in our listening audience, we want you to know that you can come on anytime. Push the number one on your cell phone or your phone and push the number one button and you will show up in our studio. We'll be glad to invite you to speak with us, to join us in questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. Again, you are listening to the broadcast radio show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, which comes on every Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30. You may tune in at any time during this time. We'd love to have you join us. Our show will go on and must go on, but we need your help and support. You may donate by dialing the number 301-362-3381 or 336-497-8734, letting us know that you would like to donate. We do hope to have our PayPal going up soon for you to donate through PayPal, but until then, you can dial those numbers, and we will be glad to direct you as to how you can support us with a donation. Imam Shahid Shabazz, there still doesn't seem to be anyone on the air who wants to speak at this time, so we will continue with the show and your discussion for today.
Okay, thank you very much, my beloved wife and co-host. In continuing the talk, the title and the topic for today, calling the world of human beings back to remembrance of Allah or the Creator. Again, Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, say when we people forget our creator, we forget our souls. Almighty Allah say he created the human being, and he even describes in his final revelation for all mankind in the Holy Quran how he created the human body, the human being bodily functions, nose, eyes, ears, soul. But he said after he created our human body, he said he yet created another life. And this other life that he said he created, he said he didn't create this life until he put his spirit inside the human being's body after he created the human being's body. And then he said the human being came into spiritual life. This is the key for the day. If no one calls in, the key for you to remember is that your life is not in the animal side of you. Your life is in your spirit. Your spiritual life is in your soul. And so Allah, or the creator of the heavens and the earth, say he or she succeeds in the material world. It keeps their heart and their soul pure. That purifies their soul, that purifies their heart by living a righteous life, a good life, a clean life, a pure life, a life of love and kindness to all their fellow human beings, a life of justice and equality for all their fellow human beings. That is, want for others the good you want for yourself. And then the Creator, Allah, say you'll be successful. And the Creator say you will fail in life if you gain the whole world, materially speaking. He said you will still fail in life if you corrupt your heart, if you allow your heart and your soul to be corrupted with evil, with vanities, with falsehood. He said you will fail. And we see this, civilization after civilization have failed. If you study history, when they were blessed by Almighty God, like America, with modern technology, and it was great civilizations long before America was even thought about. And they failed when they forgot what we are calling you all to today, the remembrance of their Creator. And even one monarch or oppressive ruler called Pharaoh during the lifetime of two of the great prophets of Almighty Allah, Moses and Prophet Jesus, Esau is Jesus' name in Arabic, Musa is the Prophet Moses' name in Arabic. But the names are not important. What's important is their history. Now, they were sent to a ruler like we have today. We don't have a ruler like that per se in the United States, but we have a rulership or government like the Pharaoh government during the lifetime of Prophet Moses and Prophet Jesus. They are oppressors. They are the greatest oppressors of people on the planet Earth, the United States government. Oh, yeah. And you see, they have forgotten God to such a degree and caused the people to forget Almighty God to such a degree that they took the remembrance of God out of school. You see, when I come along, I'm almost 60, and those my age and older, we had to actually stand up before school day began, and we had to say the Lord's Prayer, their prayer. I think it was the Lord's Prayer. Nevertheless, we were praying to Almighty God to begin the school day. And you can see that the world was much better for us, even though we was experiencing Jim Crowism or segregation. Still, even the European people wasn't as cruel as they are to us today when they did have some God consciousness, even in the educational system in this country. Well, things were much better. Even in the 50s and the 60s and the early 70s, even the songs that we were listening at, they had messages of Almighty God, Allah's revelation in those songs. Pure as only skin deep by a group called The Temptations. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much war, hatred, war, and poverty. So even then, you had groups that were still conscious that our only solution to our problems then was to wake up the people, call them back to the goodness, the remembrance of Almighty Allah. So what has changed? What has changed is that the American government has systematically worked to just wipe out the remembrance of Allah or the true Creator from the hearts, the minds, and the souls of all the people in America and the whole entire planet Earth. Because in New York City, you have what's called the United Nations. That is, all the nations unite, and the governments, that is, and they plan how they're going to rule their people. And their plan is to, the rulers of the world, Almighty Allah said in the last days, the days we're living in, Almighty Allah said the rulers would be oppressors. And the oppressive government during the lifetime of Prophet Moses and Aaron, this government rose up, Pharaoh, and he said to Moses when he went down into Egypt and told Pharaoh that Allah said, free my people, he said, these ain't God people, Allah's people, these my people, and I ain't going to free them. Well, that's the same thing America doing today. America saying to African Americans, y'all Negroes, y'all niggers, y'all are our people. And during the time of the second queen of England, Elizabeth, you had an ambassador. She was sending over here. They were trying to formulate the American government, and they were trying to decide whether to free the slaves or not for more productivity. She said, tell the South tell the North that the South was right. They don't need to ever free the slaves because we as African Americans were not only slaves, but we're their commerce, meaning we're their wealth. So this is the same thing that history has repeated itself. We are a commodity to this government. They have taken all the jobs out of this country, most of the jobs overseas. There's a saying, I stand to be corrected, that African-American people in this country, we're the last one hired on the job and the first people fired off the job. This should tell us something, as a people, that our future in this country, in the world, but especially in this country, is in our own hands. That our freedom is in our own hands. That if we're going to be free, then we got to do what Moses and Aaron people did. They were sent to those people. They followed those prophets and those messengers, Moses and Aaron, and following the word of Almighty God Allah. And Almighty God Allah protected them from the tyrant government, Pharaoh, when Moses and Aaron were leading them out of Egypt to freedom, to the promised land. Pharaoh pursued Moses and Aaron and their people. He was determined, we're going to kill them. We're going to kill them. He ain't going to take my people away from me. And this is the main point I want to make. Pharaoh said, what God is there but me? And you know what he used to base his point on them being a god was? Materialism. He said, witness these streams growing beneath my feet and all this gold around my palace. So how is this government oppressing the African-American people and all the people in the United States and the world, and the United Nations are oppressing the people through materialism? Politics has never freed the people. Politics has always enslaved the people. So if you're looking for freedom, people, don't look for freedom in the very system that has enslaved you, politics and religion. Look for freedom and true knowledge and true understanding of your Creator, Allah, and His true plan for your human spiritual life, and you will find that His plan is already inside of you. All you got to do is look inside of you. Look for your freedom inside of you and stop looking for your freedom outside of you, and especially in people that you see in their actions that they have no intentions of freeing you, but they have all intent to wipe you off the earth as a race of people altogether. Not only African-American people, but the whole human race. We have the arch enemy, the jinn, who are controlling and influencing the few rich people in the world to destroy the masses of poor people in the world, and they don't even realize that that same influence of evil that's got them doing that to the poor intend to destroy them too. Once they destroy the poor, destroy them too. He hates that spirit, that jinn, the Satan, hates all human life. He's out to destroy rich people, poor people. He don't care. If you're a human being, he is out to destroy you. You must understand this, people, or you'll never be free. Again, we give away to you, anybody that have any comments, even if you disagree with us, it's all right. Let's talk about it. Come on the air. Talk to us. We're putting forth our effort, me and my beautiful soulmate, to try to call you back to the remembrance of Allah or your Creator and His plan for your life, and call you away from slavery thinking, which divides the human race into races, and all have us hating each other when the Creator, Allah, said He created us different nations and as tribes, different races, nations and tribes, it is not races, that we might get to know each other and not that we might despise or hate each other. So at this time, again, we give way to anybody that want to come on, give a comment, ask a question. We'll be glad to have you, and we welcome you. This is your program. This is for the world of human family, our human family, not just for Muslim, Christians, or any particular group or race, but for the whole human race. Peace be with you. We give way to you at this time.
Yes, yes. We are getting some powerful teachings here today. This beautiful, beautiful truth and inspirational and spiritual knowledge that's being taught to us. Many of us, and most of us, do not know our true history and do not understand the what cause of what's really happening today and what's going on, that it is not by accident. It has been a plan throughout the life of humanity. And we want you to understand that it includes all humanity, but especially the African Americans today, because he's the one who has been chosen time to bring all mankind back to the truth, back to remembrance of God, of your creator as one creator, and as us as human beings, as one human race. We want to thank him for this powerful power and spiritual knowledge that he's given to us and wisdom. If you missed the show today for some reason, you were not able to tune in, remember, you can always hear us later on during the week by going to the website blogtalkradio.com/Imam Shahid Shabazz, and you will be able to hear these beautiful teachings on there. In the meanwhile, I believe I put the wrong number out there when I emailed some people today and went on Facebook. I believe I put 347-585-11, and it should have been 884-8511. So I see so far that we don't have any callers. We did have one caller who seemed to have dropped. Otherwise, we don't have anyone calling in to speak, to make a comment, to ask a question. Don't be shy. If you're out there, if you're listening, give us a call. This is your talk show, not our talk show. We're here for you. We need your feedback. So come on, join us, and let's get going with discussing, with talking, and seeking the understanding of the true way of life, of God's way, his plan for all humanity. Now, again, back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you very much. We are glad to come back to you all today. I want to say, in continuation of our talk, that there's two plans that's being exercised in the universe, in the whole world. There's the plan of evil to destroy human life, and there's the plan of the Creator, Allah, to preserve and sustain human life. But the human beings have what's called free will, or freedom of will. We have to choose whose plan we want to follow. Do we want to follow the evil plan, which is to destroy human life, or do we want to follow the Creator's plan, the Master, Creator's plan, which is to preserve life, and not only to preserve life for the temporary time that life is on the planet Earth, but to preserve life for all eternity, forever. But we have to make the choice. We, people, are responsible for the choices we make in life. Life is, from the beginning to the end for the human being, nothing but a life of choices. We make choices, and when we make choices, there are consequences from the choices that we make. And the Creator, Allah, says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he says to us plainly and simple, he says, what reward do you expect to get for doing good other than a good reward? And he said, what reward do you expect to get for doing evil other than an evil reward? So you got people out here practicing evil, but they're expecting to get good rewards, good results. And that, in itself, people, is what you call insanity. When you do bad and expect good, you're insane. Insanity just simply means you're out of your mind. And when you're out of your mind, you're out of your spirit, so you don't know how to distinguish right from wrong. That's why the Creator Allah said when we forget him, Allah, we forget our very souls. Our soul contains all the goodness of Allah, our Creator, in our soul. See, he created us in his goodness. See, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, is all good. I didn't say he's some good. He didn't say he's some good. He's all good. And our Creator, Allah, says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he says that all good comes from him. All good comes through the mercy and the grace of Allah, or our Creator. And our Creator, Allah, says all the bad that happens in our life as human beings come from our own selves. Now, check that out, our own selves, not our own soul, our own selves. See, and that self that our Creator Allah is talking about is our false self, people. You see, most people, even in this beautiful way of life called Al-Islam, and Al-Islam is not a religion. It is the way of life that Allah or the Creator created for all creation. So, you have people in this beautiful way of life who still yet don't realize they are spiritually dead because they have given their lives over to following ritualism. They go through rituals, and they think the rituals make them righteous. They think the rituals make them godly. But you look at them going through these rituals, and then you look at their conduct and see that their conduct is ungodly. Their conduct is immoral. And you know based on their conduct that they can't be righteous, even though they're going through rituals that points to the righteousness of their Creator. But you can see in their conduct they're not practicing the moral code or conduct that the rituals point to, which is the Creator, Allah, who's all good. He's all good. And he only accepts that which is good. So we can't go out here and rob a bank and bring that bank money, that robbery money to the masjid and say, I'm giving this feast of bin Allah for the pleasure of Allah. Or take it to the church and say, I'm giving this for God or Jesus, because you know a lot of Christians think Jesus is God. Not saying this to the slander of the Christians, because they are sincere Christians, followers of Prophet Jesus or Esau, who know that Prophet Esau was not a god, but that he was a great prophet and messenger of Almighty God, sent by God to call the world back to what we're trying to do today, the remembrance of God, because the world had forgot God when Jesus was here on the earth for Prophet Esau 2,000 years ago, too. So what is my point? Righteousness, the last prophet and all the prophets and messengers of Allah, Almighty God, Allah said, righteousness is in good morality. And wrongdoing is that which wavers in our soul, in our hearts, trouble our heart and our soul, and we don't want people to find out about. That's when you know you're doing wrong and you're in the wrong, when you want to keep it secret. See, the Creator say, anytime you want to keep secrets, that's a sign that you're doing something wrong. Because his goodness, he said, bring it out. Bring out my goodness and share with everybody. Let the world see you living right, so that the world may profit by your living right, by your moral conduct, your good conduct, good moral behavior. You see? So, in order to call the people back, also, to the remembrance of their Creator, we as individuals who believe in the Creator, who live and obey the Creator's divine moral law, we must understand that our conduct is the most important part of inviting the calling the people back to the remembrance of Almighty Allah, our God. Because a picture is worth a thousand words. Also, the last prophet of Almighty God Allah said that one learned believer is harder on the devil than a thousand ignorant worshipers. Now let's qualify that. What was he saying? What was he talking about? What is an ignorant worshiper of Almighty God Allah? An ignorant worshiper of Almighty God Allah, no matter what religion, is somebody who say they believe in Allah or the Creator, but they don't practice living a righteous life. They say they believe in Almighty God, but they confuse their faith in their Creator with their own wrongdoing. That's an ignorant worshiper. And a true worshiper of Almighty God, Allah, is one who not only worships the Creator in word, but also worships the Creator in their actions. Their actions and their words are in agreement with the words of Almighty God, Allah. In other words, their conduct proclaims their faith, and it manifests that their intentions and their heart is to please God by their good moral behavior in their conduct. So again, we right back round full circle. If we want to stop the destruction, the disruption, the confusion, and the annihilation of the human race, we want to stop the slavery of the human soul, the slavery of the human mind, the slavery of the human heart, we must immediately, at the sound of the voice of our Creator, be it through me, my wife, or anybody else, we must rush quickly as if it's our last opportunity to come back to our Creator and hold steadfast on his guidance and save our souls from the eternal destruction in the eternal fire of hell that's awaiting on all the people who live their life in this part of the Creator's creation, thinking that they can live a sinful life, a life of vanities, a life of play and sport, and forget the true purpose they were created, and that is to worship and serve their Creator and to prepare their soul for the return of their Creator, to take their souls back out of their body for the judgment day, to see if they have passed the test of life and regained their spiritual eternal life home back with their Creator in the hereafter, in his heaven, his eternal journey, or eternal heaven. Again, at this time, we'll give away to you all, if you want to have an opportunity to speak, if you want to continue to listen, that's very good too. We'll continue to listen right along with you as the Creator uses us to relay his message to you. But at this time, we want to give away to anybody that want to give a comment, that even disagree with us. We can disagree and still be agreeable, understanding that we are not all-knowing, that our Creator is all-knowing, and that as long as we're alive on the planet Earth, our Creator say we must seek his knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So and he also says to us, don't seek knowledge in your local area, but travel the whole planet and the universe to seek his knowledge. And he will reward you. And he will reward you with the right knowledge that will help save humanity. If you sincerely seek his knowledge with the intentions of helping to better humanity and not to destroy humanity. So we give away at this time again to any listener that want to give a comment or ask a question.
Wow. This powerful message that Imam Shahid Shabazz is bringing to us today. Oh, it is so beautiful. We thank Allah. We thank him. And people, our listening audience, sometimes they say it's better just to listen rather than to talk. Maybe that's what's going on with us today. Maybe we are just absorbing these words, this message that he's bringing to us from our Creator today. And it is so much, and we are so filled that we just can't say anything. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, you're doing a wonderful job. Allah is really blessing you to bring it on home to us. And may we take it in seriously, our listening audience. Take it all in seriously, and let's get to work and be making this world. Be making this world and bringing it back to the way our Creator has chosen for us to be. Bringing back the world that He has chosen for us to live in. All right, I don't see any callers on the switchboard today. Again, push the number one button, push that button. If you would like to make a comment or ask a question, we want to hear from you. After all, it is your talk show, too. We love bringing it to you. We love these inspirational words that Imam Shaheed Shabazz is bringing to us. We need your feedback. And we're waiting to hear from you at any time before the end of the show. Just push that number one button and come on. And we'll be glad to hear from you and allow you to express yourself. And now back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Thank you very much. As my wife was talking to you all, the listening audience, I was in meditative reflection. And the Creator, Allah, revealed to me to share with you all that you cannot love Allah or the Creator of the heavens and earth without loving one another. The Creator, Allah, is love. Love is an action word. The Creator shows us His love in every way we can possibly think of. Now, you cannot say you love the Creator and be sincere, and your brother and sister you see around you every day, you're nasty towards them. You're deceitful towards them. You're not hospitable towards them. You see them in need, and you walk by them as if you don't see them in need. But yet you say you love God, but you show no love to your fellow humans. No. That is not the way it is, people. The love of Almighty God, Allah, is interconnected with the love of mankind. Yes. And, you know, we're created with the love of Almighty God, Allah, in us. And by our nature, we are loving human beings towards each other. So love is the key to break the shackles of hatred. Love is the key to break the shackles of division. The true love of Almighty God, Allah, will bring us back to the love of each other. But we don't have long to come back to the real love of Almighty Allah. And His real love is expressed in righteous deeds, righteous works for humanity, and looking for no reward in return from the recipients or the people you're helping. Your reward should be if you're sincere and faith in Allah or the Creator in the pleasure in doing good itself. What am I saying? The reward for faith in Almighty God Allah is righteousness. His righteousness is our reward. You see, why do we say this? Because Almighty God Allah says, people, that the human heart, H-E-A-R-T-S, the human heart finds satisfaction only in the remembrance of God or Allah or the Creator. What do that mean? I don't care how much the human being try to find satisfaction in material things or carnal pleasures such as sex, drugs, alcohol, any of the vanities or the lusts of this world. The human beings are trying to find satisfaction in everything right now, most people, other than in the remembrance of Almighty God Allah. And they are going farther and farther into evil and destruction. Because you cannot find satisfaction and things that are dead. The only life in this world, in the unseen spiritual world, is the Creator Allah. He's the life of the heavens and the earth. He is, again, I will emphasize, he's the L-I-F-E, the life of the heavens and the earth. So, you can't find life in the things the Creator created. Those things are dead. You find life in the Creator. He is life. I want to share a story with you all, too, that was shared with me. It's a simple story, but yet profound, and a life, a soul-saving story at the same time. It'll save your soul if you remember the story in your own life, and it happens in all our lives as human beings, because we're human. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. Even the prophets and messengers of Almighty Allah, they made mistakes. They were human beings, but they was always striving for perfection, and they always kept Almighty Allah first in their life. They always strove in their life to please their Creator Allah and not themselves. This story was told to me like this. That prophet Moses, he got sick one time in his life. This particular time he got sick, he called on Allah, or the Creator, Almighty God, Allah. And he said, Allah, I'm sick, and I pray to you, because you're the only one who can help me, and ask you to heal my body, show me what I need to do, or heal me. And he said, Almighty God, Allah, sent him to a tree and told him to get a leaf off the tree, if I recollect this story right. But the meaning will be clear, no doubt. That he went, he obeyed Almighty God, Allah's instructions. He went to the tree. He got a leaf off the tree as instructed by his Creator, Allah. And Almighty God, Allah, told him to rub the leaf in the area where he was hurting. Where he was ailing, and I think it was maybe on his stomach or somewhere, and he did that, and he was healed. He stopped hurting. He was, Almighty God, Allah healed him. That was one instance. So another time he got sick again. So he remembered what he did the first time, right? He remembered that he went to Almighty God, Allah, and Almighty God, Allah instructed him to go to this tree and get a leaf off the tree, and he did that, and he got the leaf, and it healed him. So he said, okay, well, thinking like a human being now, not a God, but a prophet of a God, Allah, a human being. He went back to the tree, and he got a leaf off the tree, and he tried to administer himself again, rubbing in the place where he was ailing or hurting at, and nothing wouldn't happen. He kept right on hurting, and he was in wonderment. He knew that Almighty God, Allah, can't fail, so he was in wonderment, what's going on? I'm not being healed, and I know the power of God. Allah cannot fail, and he was right. And then he heard the voice of Almighty God, Allah, speak to him by divine inspiration, and Allah, or the Creator's voice, said, Moses, my servant, I see you're having trouble today, and you can't solve the trouble like you did the other day. And Moses said, yes, I am, Allah, my Creator. He said, I've done what you told me to do the first time, and it's not working this time. Well, this Creator said to him, the first time I told you to go to the tree and get the leaf off the tree, and so my power worked through the leaf to heal you. But the second time, you didn't come to me and ask me to heal you. You went to the tree, and the tree don't have the power. The leaf and the tree don't have the power to heal you. I have the power over all my creation, so if you won't help through any of my creation, you got to come to me first, and then my power through my creation will be able to help you through my divine power. Now, that's powerful. That's powerful, people. So we got to know that the Creator, Allah, our Creator, have all power. So we seek any power or any help. Don't go seeking help through President Obama. Don't go seeking help through your mother, your father. Don't go seeking help through your religious leaders. Go to the source of all power and all help, and that is Almighty God Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, who is all-knowing, he's all-wise, he's all-powerful, and he cannot fail. But everything that he created can and will fail us fail us if we rely on it as a God to help us in any of the trials and tribulations we go through in our short life on this planet Earth of Almighty God Allah. So, again, as we continue to talk, we hope and pray to Almighty God Allah that you all will open your hearts so that you can receive some understanding of why you're having the problems in your life that you don't seem to be able to solve and you cannot solve on your own or through other people's help. We all have the same problems, and we all have the one problem solver, and that's our Creator, our true Creator, not a white man, not a black man, not any man, but the unseen Creator who is eternal, His Spirit, His spiritual power is eternal, it's infinite, infinite, unlimited. And, you know, the Creator say that He created the heavens and earth for an appointed term or time. He also say created human life for an appointed term or time. And He, according to all His revelations, is showing us that we're living in the signs that He say the time for all human existence is about up. And He's showing us that the world is no longer the material world like it used to be. It's losing its stability. It's deteriorating because it is hearing the call of its Creator to return back to Him. And the Creator of the heavens and earth say He created the heavens and earth out of nothing. So listen carefully, if you will, listen, audience. The Creator, Allah, say He created the heavens and the earth from nothing, out of nothing. So when He take the world and all human beings back to where He created us from, He's going to take us back to non-existence. He brought us out of non-existence into existence. And He say, in the time we're living in, everything He's calling it back to non-existence in the material world that we can see, back to His world that we cannot see, with our mortal sight, back to His spiritual world for the judgment of everything and everybody. Got to give an accountability to the Creator to see whether it obeyed His will that He created it in the material world to do, or it disobeyed His divine moral will that He created everything to worship and obey His divine moral laws. We're going to have to answer to whether we obeyed His divine moral laws or we disobeyed His divine moral laws on the day of resurrection and judgment. And people are dying very fast now. So if you don't even believe that there's going to be a life after death or a resurrection and judgment, do you really want to take that chance? That's my question. Do you really want to take that chance? Or you want to go ahead on and prepare yourself now so it's going to happen as it's going to happen because the Creator can't lie or fail. You're going to be lost forever into the fire of hell, tormented forever, not only your soul, but your mind and your hearts and your bodies too. Eternally condemned to tortures and torments you can't even conceive of at this time. So why take that chance, people? The Creator said, now while we are on this earth, on His planet, who would choose His righteousness and regain their spiritual home back with Him in His eternal heaven in the hereafter? So the way back to Almighty God, Allah's eternity, is through His righteousness. And He's all righteous, so we can't practice falsehood, corruption, and righteousness and think that we're going to go to heaven. No, practicing hypocrisy leads to the fires of hell. It leads to the hellfire. So, people, we'll, again, at this time, give away to the listening audience, not because the Creator has ran out of words for us to say to you, but He just wants to give you all an opportunity to participate in His remembrance so that you can be blessed with your soul salvation and also maybe help another soul to be saved through your words of inspiration from our Creator, Allah. At this time, we give away to you again.
our beautiful listening audience, we couldn't expect any more powerful words of truth, knowledge, inspiration, and historical facts as we are receiving today from our beautiful brother here, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Where you go, who you're listening to, we know that they might be teaching and telling you some beautiful truths, some beautiful inspirational words, but they are totally not teaching any more or telling any more of the truth to you than our Imam Shaheed Shabazz here today. Allah is really speaking to him and his soul, and he's bringing you the message. Not only is it a message, it's also a warning to you. It's later than you think. Wake up. Come back to yourself. You individually will answer to your Creator, not you and your buddies and friends that you're looking at and waiting and watching to see what they're going to do. But we all must answer individually as to why ignore the teaching that our Creator set to these beautiful messengers. Imam Shaheed Shabazz is another messenger coming to us. And most of the messengers are ignored by most of the people until it's too late. Don't be one of those people. Open up your heart to hear and take the time to listen and think for yourself. And if you know it's the truth, then answer and follow accordingly. Imam Shaheed Shabazz is working hard, people, spending many nights up studying, praying to his Creator, asking him, guide him, and give him the message and the words for you, to reach you before it's too late for your soul's salvation. So, listen, come, ask questions. Let us know that you're out there, you're searching, and you're seeking the right direction. You want not just part of the truth. You want all of the truth. And it's not ever the many who's born on the right path. Unfortunately, most people throughout history have always followed the wrong path, that crooked path. The straight path is short, narrow, but few following. That's the way that's going to leave home. That's the way that's going to leave home to your Creator. You're an individual. You must go for self, do for self, and stop following, trying to follow what others do. Again, come on. Ask questions. Make comments. Let us hear from you. Let us know that you're there and you're searching for the right way and you're searching for the true guidance of your Creator, Allah Almighty God. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, you're back on the air now at this time. If you choose to continue the discussion, you may do so. We can cut it short at this time if there's no participants that's left to you to continue to put the message out there or to decide that you have given the message for today and we can continue next week.
Well, at this particular time, first of all, I would like to thank the Creator, Allah, for giving us this opportunity today to at least get his message out to his people, warn them of the shortness of time, you and I, that they have left on his planet to come back to the right life, righteous living, before it's too late, and their souls will have to spend eternity along with their body and their minds into the throes of the hellfire forever. This is serious. This is no game. This is no joke. We are not lost for any words because we're not speaking from ourselves, whether you accept it, people, or not. As my wife said, I've suffered unselfishly for almost 40 years all over this country being persecuted because I dare to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, not only for African-American people, but for the human integrity, the human being's soul, and the human being's soul is given by the Creator Allah for freedom, justice, and equality. And here in this country, of all of the people on the planet Earth, the African-American people are the only people still today that's considered by every other part of the human race, even the Africans, has not been equal with them as human beings. There's a reason for that. Nothing happened by accident, as my beloved wife said earlier. Everything is by plan or design. It's by the Creator's design and plan, and it's by the evil Satan's design and plan. So you have to ask yourself, whose plan are you going to continue to follow? The plan of Satan, the evil Satan who is out to destroy the human soul, or your Creator, Allah, Almighty God, Allah, whose plan is for you not only to have this little temporary earthly life, but eternal life in his heaven where you will never die again. You will never suffer anymore. You won't get sick anymore. There won't be any hatred in his heaven. There will be nothing but love and enjoyment that you can't even imagine on this earth plane or in this earthly life. But you got to choose now who you're going to follow. You're going to follow the one who hates you and who's out for your damnation like his damnation and his followers among him, among the evil spirits, the jinns that follow the Satan, or you're going to follow your Creator who's out for your soul salvation, not only in the next life, but who wants you to have heaven, the good life, while you're in this world. But you can't have the good life living in sin. You can't have the good life of having faith on one hand and doing evil on the other hand. That's hypocrisy. That's evil also. You can only have a good life by living a good life through and through. What do I mean by through and through? By living a good life not only in word, but also in your actions and your deeds. By being true to your Creator in your words and your deeds. So now we, inshallah, if it be the will of our Creator, we will not continue this talk because we believe the Creator is letting us know that we've said all that he wants us to say to you all today. So he wants us to, at this time, close with a universal prayer for all his humanity that he gave to Adam and Eve and to all prophets and all messengers for humanity to save them from the destruction of their own selves, like we see the destruction of humanity today. And it's called universal prayer, and it's in the final revelations of the Creator, Allah, for all human beings, in his final revelation called the Holy Quran. So you can pray along with me silently, people, in your hearts, in your minds, and your souls. We will say this prayer in Arabic, and then we'll translate this prayer in English for those who don't understand the Quran, the Arabic in the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waddallin. Amen. With the name of Allah, God the Creator, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Church and Sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, nor those who go astray. Amen. I greet you all in the greetings of peace from all of the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad, and this is in the Arabic Quranic language, from Almighty God, Allah, to all his creatures and his creation. Peace. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you all.
We want to thank you again, our listening audience, for joining in with us today, even though we didn't have anyone who want to make any comments or ask any questions. That's good, too. Sometimes it's best just to listen, absorb, and think. We pray a lot that you will join us again next week on our weekly broadcast, Sunday broadcast at 10:30 a.m. on the reality of the Creator, Imam Tahir Shabazz's special broadcast. We want guest speakers. We want some of you to come on and speak, too. Give your concern and let the people know what you're thinking, how you feel, what your concerns are. and how you feel that we as one can work together to make this world a better world and call it back to the right for our Creator. Thank you again, and we will end for today. And we would, I'd like to say again that if you would like to donate to our broadcast show, call 336-497-8734 or 301-672-3381. And we will tell you how you can go about making a donation to us for this show so that we might be able to continue to broadcast and bring God's word to you. Have a blessed day. Assalamu alaikum. We love you. And until next week, peace be with you.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbor.
We're your neighbor.
And we lend a hand.
Lifting
hands. In God's favor.
God's favor.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something
wrong.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?